As of today, you can walk into a supermarket or pharmacy in most jurisdictions in Australia and buy a home kit to test whether you're infectious with the COVID-19 virus. These rapid antigen tests aren't quite as sensitive as the so-called gold standard PCR tests that so many of us have blinked back tears from by now. But they have the advantage of being much faster at delivering a result. It's a way of screening for infection as we start living with the virus. Someone who's probably got the most experience of rapid antigen testing in Australia is Dr. Ian Norton, an emergency physician and managing director of Respond Global, which is an organisation that helps to manage health emergencies. Tegan and I spoke to Ian yesterday.
Thanks for coming on. One of the reasons is that you were probably one of the first people to use rapid antigen testing en masse in Australia. Tell us about your experience to date.
Yeah, the first experience was in July, August last year when we started actually supporting a large cruise and tourism company up in Europe who was interested in putting antigen testing into place. And I was very keen on looking at the science and the evidence for it at the time. We did a lot of research for that offshore. And then we were asked by the trauma centre, the National Trauma Centre up in Darwin, which was hosting Howard Springs, the quarantine centre there in the very early days, to look at better ways to keep their staff safe. So what ways could we test, particularly daily testing, because the staff of the quarantine centre were really worried they were going to take coronavirus back home to their families or introduce it to the community up in Darwin. And of course, we were worried about the vulnerable in the community up there, Indigenous health and other issues. And there's a lack of capacity in the one single hospital in Darwin and things. And we were successfully doing that 7 days a week for many, many months, about 30,000 tests done.
Can you rattle us through what the pros and cons are of PCR versus rapid antigen tests then?
Well, PCR certainly, as it's talked about a lot, the gold standard. So it's certainly the test that gives us most sensitivity. It can pick up even the smallest amount of a broken up virus. And it's done in a lab setting. So it looks at the nucleic acids that are broken down from viruses and has to be done in a lab setting. As we all know, it takes between 90 minutes to 6 hours usually to run a cycle. But in common day-to-day use here in Australia, we can wait for 24 to 72 hours depending on the demand. But it is the most sensitive test. Whereas antigen testing is done, as we call it, at point of care or where we're interacting with that patient or that person we're screening. It's a very simple test to use. It looks a lot like a pregnancy test. It takes a couple of little steps where we mix it with some fluid, but where the participant can do that themselves, put it on a little strip, and it gives us a result in between 10 and 15 minutes. So a totally different form of testing. And what it's looking for is the protein that's around the virus, so a whole virus. In fact, it's probably the best test of all to check whether you have active whole viruses that can infect other people. So it's very, very good at checking for infectivity.
It makes sense that you could use them in a situation where people are at high risk of catching COVID, like someone who works in a quarantine facility. What's the purpose of having them available over the counter for home use?
Well, we should look at the UK, Europe and the US for that question. That's really, I suppose, the very overused term of living with COVID. It's become part of normal life and a bit like, I suppose, having the flu or something else. You have access now to a test, a cheap test that can be bought over the counter in a chemist, a pharmacy. People are using it to test themselves so they don't put others in danger. Let's say they have vulnerable older parents or people at work that they want to stay out of work if they have any chance that they have symptoms consistent with COVID. So therefore, they use these tests for those purposes. I think that's where the government wants us to go by this release. But for me, it's missing one or two steps in between that. So we're still now only really rolling this out on a mass scale in businesses and places like Meatworks and supermarket distribution centres and all sorts of other important places, which we all rely on.
High-risk settings.
Yes, but also part of our fabric of life. We need to make sure that all those things continue so we can continue to live. But at a home level, I'm not sure we fully talked through what we're going to use it for here in Australia.
So just give us an example, because I think you're working with a Meatworks in Melbourne at the moment.
Yes, several Meatworks around the place. This is country Victoria, and there's certainly an example of an outbreak that occurred during the week. PCR was brought in, obviously, when we had the first case. But to give you a practical example of how the challenge of having a result only the day or even 2 days later, we instituted rapid antigen testing, and that picked up about six people on the day of that testing, and they were sent off for PCR tests, which were confirmed, whereas if they had waited for the PCR, they would have allowed those six people into the factory and then had further spread. That's a real issue. We actually have seven times prevented outbreaks in the aged care sector in Sydney during the recent outbreaks there as well. So documented screening has stopped an outbreak within an aged care facility, which is really important.
And what about international travel? Can it be used there more judiciously?
It's already massively used. You fly into Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris or many, many other airports in Europe, for example, and you will be rapid antigen test at the arrivals hall, and you would have had that done for the last 12 months or more.
So if you're talking to just a punter in the general public today about why these things are suddenly on supermarket shelves and in pharmacies, what would you say to them to sort of what to expect next with these rapid antigen tests?
First of all, there are 25 to 30 of them on the market, and not all of them perform in the same way. But I suppose that's the same for several tests out there. That's a tough one for me. I'm not sure how we're going to manage the quality, because in independent testing in several states, particularly New South Wales, Victoria and WA, they've looked at these tests, and some five or six were in the very, very high sensitivity bracket and very useful. Others really perform quite poorly, but all of them are TGA approved. And so if those ones are going to go out onto the shelves, then I have a worry that not all of the cases will be picked up, whereas I have more confidence in a couple of brands. And then on picking it up, you should expect inside the packaging that there are clear pictorials to tell you how to do it. There are some helplines and videos and things you can watch from that company to instruct you even further if you need that. And then to say to you, that please, please, please make sure that if you do this test at home and you're doing it for the right reasons, as in you've got some symptoms, you want to check that it's not COVID, or you're going to somewhere risky, you're going to meet a vulnerable loved one or whatever it's going to be, or going to a workplace, that you have a system to go and get a PCR diagnosis test or diagnostic test if you were to ever go positive on this particular test, because it's not perfect, but it is a great added tool, and it does give you more surety if it's if it's negative. And if it's positive, then you've got a 99% plus chance that it really is positive.
And just finally, beware of just the single test. If you're, say, visiting an elderly relative on a regular basis, you've really got to do it two or three times a week to be sure.
Yes, absolutely. And that's same for anybody who's thinking about putting this in place for maybe they own a small cafe and they've got a few staff. And should you organise this for your staff, for example, yeah, look at least twice a week.
Ian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Deegan. Thanks, Norman.
Thanks.
Dr. Ian Norton, who's Managing Director at Respond Global. You can find a longer version of that interview on Coronacast via the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.